Gentlemen, are you there?
We are here. This is Willie Brown, Johnston.
Hello, Willie.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. You guys are all assembled, and we have Will in New Orleans this morning. We'll check in with him in a few minutes.
I tried to assemble myself. I just don't know what the parts are and which go into which.
I got to tell you something, though, John. Truly, there is a boycott today. This restaurant right next to us where we're broadcasting from tells us that they're without kitchen help today.
Saw on Channel 4 News last night that the slanted door over at the ferry building is closing, too. They said our workers are taking the day off, so we are, too.
Traffic seems exceptionally light this morning, John.
This is going to be a very interesting day. I predicted on Friday that this could, depending on the level of participation, rally some of the, or it could resemble like what we saw in the 60s, the civil rights movement.
I said to someone yesterday on a radio show who called me in, and I said, listen, you've got to put this right up there with the March on Washington. 20 years from today, every one of us will say we did participate.
How does it look in New Orleans, Will?
It's pretty nice here. It's gorgeous. There's a lot of Mexicans, Latinos working at my hotel, and they were all there today. So, I mean, they're actually starting to call this Nuevo Orleans because there are so many Hispanics that have come in to take all the jobs here because I don't know where they're finding a place to live. Nobody else can.
Well, they may not need to. If the Republicans have their way. And I know why there's no traffic. $3.28 for gasoline?
Yeah. Doesn't help, does it?
Not at all. And that $100 rebate won't fill up my car.
There you go, John. We're ready to roll this morning.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Keep it real with Will and Willie coming right up. That's the Progressive News Hour for today. More news and downloadable audio available right now at quakeradio.com. We are broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 7 o'clock.
960 The Quake wants you to be prepared for the next earthquake, and we have some ideas to help.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler from Radio's The Money Pit with a tip on how to keep your home in place. Remember the jumping jacks you used to do as a kid? Well, that's exactly what your house does in an earthquake. It jumps! If your home wasn't built to the latest codes, it might not be ready to withstand an earthquake. Retrofitting can fix that. A retrofit stabilizes the house by connecting and reinforcing its understructure so that the house will be as secure as possible during an earthquake. To start, every structural element of the home must be examined by an expert. Then critical areas should be beefed up to help keep the house from breaking apart during a quake. Retrofitting typically includes securing the wood framing to the foundation, reinforcing the short jack walls that are underneath the floors, and connecting the wall framing to the floors. Knowing what to do takes the eye of an expert, but the work itself could be a project you could do yourself. Either way, retrofitting is a big job, but it only has to be done once, and your home will be protected for life.
For more earthquake preparedness tips, visit our website, quakeradio.com.
The smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express, and I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed Bouncing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR
DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Beat Internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and Internet, Comcast.net.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, it's 7:03. This time we're brought to you by Toyota Certified Used Vehicles. In case you didn't know about it, there's a little landslide over the weekend in Pinole around Appian Way. And it closed two lanes of the freeways. Caltrans managed to get one lane open, but you're down a lane this morning, westbound 80 there. Now, the carpool lane between Highway 4 and Appian will be open for everyone for this week. So, if you're a solo driver, it's okay to get in there. After Appian Way, carpool requirements will again be enforced. Antioch crash on 4 westbound before Bailey. Two cars into the wall. San Jose, CHP going to run a traffic break to get a stall from the shoulder off the freeway. That's 880 northbound. Right after 101, metering lights off yet at the Bay Bridge traffic, Bay Bridge toll plaza, and traffic moving pretty well through there. Why worry about high repair costs? See the great features and selection of Toyota certified used vehicles, including that legendary Toyota quality you can depend on. Check out the great financing rates available this month at your local Toyota dealer, or go to toyota.com/certified. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John, and good morning at 7:04. We're live from the Hotel Vitale here at the corner of Mission in the Embarcadero, and I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst in the city of New Orleans. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How was Bruce Springsteen?
Springsteen was good, but he didn't do a lot of rock and roll. He did his old Mr. Poor Mr. came coming across the border, you know, kind of like Nebraska without all the death.
Wrong audience.
That's his new album.
Know where he was.
I know, he's got the Seeger band, a lot of fiddles. You don't go to see Bruce Springsteen to hear fiddles.
Of course not.
It's Pete Seeger, not Bob Seeger.
Oh. Yeah, you're right, it is Pete Seeger.
Well, Bruce Springsteen thought it was Pete Seeger, thought it was Bob Seeger.
Bob Seeger too, yeah.
That was a problem. Will, photograph was just absolutely spectacular of everybody on the lounge chairs at the fairground, and just hundreds of thousands of people from wall to wall. Is it really that way?
Yeah, they figure there were 70,000 yesterday, mm-hmm. and that's light compared to the last couple of years. This is down to about maybe year 2,000 crowds, but they raised the cover to $40 to get in, whereas I think last year was 25. When I first started coming, back in 87, 88, it was $10 to get in. So, and also all the Jazz Fest posters. I've been collecting the Jazz Fest posters. They have three sets of posters. They got the unsigned ones, which they have 12,000 of. And then they have the signed ones, which are about 1,000, maybe 200. And then they have the remarks. And the remarks are about $700 a piece. There's only like maybe 250 of those. All of the posters were sold out. This is on the second day of the festival. They got all next weekend to go. People won't be able to buy posters or any of the artifacts. The T-shirts are going. The Fest shirts, the Hawaiian shirts with the Fest logo on it, they're all going. So if you didn't get in at the very first day, you weren't able to get a poster, and I wasn't able to get one. And I have about 15 out of the 37. So
you don't have a poster?
I didn't get a poster. And Debbie said she didn't even think about it because I'm the one who takes care of the posters. So.
Well, she was there early too.
She was here Friday, yeah.
Right.
But we'll talk more about New Orleans. I want to know what is happening with the Democratic Party. They tried to get Jane Harmon out?
Yes, they did. And
oh, my God.
Now, you were in Sacramento, Mr. Mayor, you know.
Well, I was there. I presided over all of that, as you know, Will. And the vote was 457 to 255. So Jane Harmon was safely ensconced. She had gotten 86% of the caucus vote to endorse her. Yet, this is a crazy system, my friend. Five people can sign, and they can challenge your endorsement. With five people.
Oh, and how are you going to find five crazy people in the Democratic Party?
I listen.
You throw a rock at whoever it hits.
Or five different opinions.
I think that's the totality of the sane people. All the other 15,000 would fit. At any rate, they had two challenges. One of them succeeded. And one of them did not. They were very cooperative, though, and very respectful of me. I now know what it means to be an elder statesman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they didn't argue with me at all. If I said something, they didn't argue. So all the other officers, by the end of the thing, kept sending me out there for the bad stuff.
Were they sitting you down in a comfortable seat and giving you water and stuff?
Oh, they were. Listen, they were rubbing my feet. They really treated me. They treated me royally. They were, you know, fanning. The air conditioning didn't work, so they were fanning me. It was really wonderful.
I brought you right out of the litter with Nubian slaves.
That's right. I really felt right at home. I felt really, you know, really well done. By the way, though, the spirit and the unity exist in there, save and except for the little deal you mentioned. It's all there. The combination of people who are in place to ensure a victory in the fall. If you were on the Republican side, you'd have to be concerned because they honored first the nurses, then they honored the teachers, then they honored another group of people who have been kicked around a little bit, the firefighters. Then they honored, I think they honored one other group. I don't remember who the group was, but they had three or four separate groups of women. And, man, were they forceful and incredibly dedicated and looking forward to repeating what they did last fall. So,
wow, who could that have been directed against?
Totally against the governor. I mean, it wasn't Bush who was the object of this convention. It was the governor. And they were not, like, insultingly derisive. They just talked about his record and his performance and how that could not be what's in the best interest of the state. So it was incredible.
And the whole Angelitas Wesley?
The Angelitas Wesley thing really didn't rise to the level of discord because on the same day that they were about to endorse Angelitas, the L.A. Times printed a poll showing Wesley 13 points ahead.
Holy moly.
And 9 ahead of Schwarzenegger. So all of a sudden, it would have eliminated Angelitas completely had they not endorsed him. They didn't have to endorse Wesley, but if they had just gone no endorsement, Angelitas would have been on the station this morning replacing the people who are supposed to be serving us coffee. But fortunately for him, they did endorse him, and his campaign continues for at least another 2 or 3 days.
So let me get this straight. There's no support help at the Vitale this morning?
I wouldn't say that exactly.
Well,
let's just say
the man who brings us the cappuccino walked in and said he really would be a lot more comfortable if he had some dishwashers and some cooks.
And if we didn't talk about it on here.
Oh, well, thanks. I didn't get that memo.
960, The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio, and it's the Day Without Immigrants. That is part of what's going on today. Also, I don't know if you had any demonstrations in New Orleans where you are today, Will Durst, but we had some here. People were lined up across the Golden Gate Bridge, and it's about Sudan and a rally for Darfur, where the genocide is continuing, the problem with starvation.
Oh, that's right. That's front cover of the Chronicle this morning. 100,000 people, human chain for Darfur. How'd they get on the bridge? Oh, that's just on the sidewalk. Oh, okay.
That's only on the sidewalk.
Oh, good. So they didn't jump on the street section.
And while you're walking around down there on Berman Street today, I know it's crowded, but see if you see Colin Powell.
Oh, yeah?
I assume that he is not in Washington. And he
after what he had to say in London yesterday.
That's right. He's got to be in the witness protection program someplace.
Well, it's hard to tell if there was a demonstration here, because whenever you see a line of people, you always think, oh, they must be having a special on beer. or that's a really good restaurant that people are lining up to get into. But
oh, the guy who's got those knockoff posters is selling them.
I'm going to go to Royal Street later on.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can get a poster, I can assure you.
Yeah, I know.
I got a cousin down there that has them.
Oh, there might be a markup, but yeah. Small little markup.
So Colin Powell has now said that there was not enough troops when we first went in 3 years ago, by the way. Today, three years ago,
he didn't say there was not enough troops, Paul. What he said was, in conversations with the president, General Franks, and Don Rumsfeld, Colin Powell said, I don't think the troop strength is high enough. He said, however, those to whom the president listens didn't listen to him. They're the military advisors, and they chose a different way. He doesn't say definitively, in just his opinion, period. There's no objective measurement. But he was very careful and very respectful. And then the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, in response on, I think, late edition of Wolf Blitz's program, took Mr. Powell on. She literally said that.
She took exception to his remark.
Absolutely. She took exception to his remark. And the gap seemed to be wider in the teeth when she was saying it this
way. Did the nose grow like our little blow-up doll? Today is the day, by the way, 3 years ago, when President Bush stood on the aircraft carrier and said, mission accomplished.
And he's standing here in the chair in Hotel Vitale in that outfit.
Blow up, yes.
In that outfit.
The flight suit.
But they always thought that Colin Powell was a little squishy. I mean, they used him for his credibility, but Rumsfeld was never a big fan of Powell.
No, and you know, it's unfortunately for General Powell, as I now call him, the Secretary of State Powell, because he's kind of like the quarterback at SC.
Mm-hmm. Matt Leinart.
If Matt Leinart had gone out last year, he would have been the toast of the world from a football standpoint. He stuck around a year too late, and he's number 10 and totally discredited in terms of the quality of how
he's performing. But he may end up being better than Alex Smith. Who knows?
Oh, well, now please.
We may wish we got him at number 10 instead of Arizona.
I'm hoping Alex Smith will wind up being better than Alex Smith.
Well, Colin Powell, I think, stuck around. He never should have taken the Bush deal. He should have been a candidate for the president, and he would have been able to assess his own troop strength rather than doing it for Mr. Bush. And so that's how I'm comparing the two of them. Powell is in the 10th round now.
Now, Will, you have a lot of guests that are joining us from New Orleans today and tomorrow, right?
We do have a lot of guests. We get a bunch of people lined up here for coming down to New Orleans, going to be in our little studio, which is on Howard Street here. And I think it's the Warehouse District.
You got the CEO of Southeast Louisiana Red Cross, Kay Wilkins, coming in.
Kay Wilkins is coming in. Mm-hmm. We got Gerald Jameson from FEMA, mm-hmm. who's going to join us. And Michael Putnot, who's going to be here.
Right. We're going to have him in the next segment from Texas, actually. And he is the author of a book called Laguna, and also a fifth-generation immigrant and someone who has a lot of experience on the border in Texas. And we'll be talking to him about immigration.
Fifth-generation immigrant. I think I'm a fifth-generation immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might be third.
And Big Ed Schultz will join us today.
What does that make me?
I don't know. You're an involuntary immigrant.
Yeah, I came here as a guest.
a guest worker.
Which is an oxymoron.
Yes.
Guest worker. Hi, welcome. Thanks for coming. Sit down. Now, here's your scrub brush.
You will remember
the kitchen.
Well, you were remembered fondly in Sacramento. Every time I'd get on an elevator with an Angelita's button on, says, you're with that guy Will Durst, right? I said, yes. Oh, he was fabulous at our event. I said, that's not what he said. He said, you guys didn't get it.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
Well, you have now.
I said I forgot that they were all Greek.
Well, I can move it around a little bit, Will.
Yeah.
And one guy did tell me, he said, you know, you were doing okay until you said something about Dukakis,
yeah.
I said to somebody else, don't be so sensitive. Phil looks like Dukakis. That didn't go well either.
Oh, no. Or that's
you're lying about Dukakis for those who may not have heard it, Will?
Michael Dukakis said, I'm going to get the vote of every thinking American. And I say, you idiot, you need a majority. Sometimes yeah. that's not even enough.
Speaking of getting votes, one of our guests this morning is San Jose mayoral candidate Cindy Chavez.
Cindy Chavez.
Cindy Chavez will be here as well.
Chavez.
It's going to be quite a morning, so we're all ready to roll, and we'll be getting together with Mike Putnant.
But we have to explain why we showed up for work today, you know.
If
we're
going
to be politically correct,
right.
we've got to show up. Yeah, and we got to say that we're willing to broadcast with any of the immigrants who are demonstrating so the world knows where they are.
If you want to give us a call, you can during the show at 866-960-5753. Let us know why you made the decision not to go to work today if you're doing the day without immigrants. 866-960-5753. Or you can go to quakeradio.com, go to the Contact Us button, and click email Will and Willie. 718, keeping it real on 960 The Quake.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostick.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories. And you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
You're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Or can't find your dream job? You hit the jackpot. Join Peninsula Works at the Life After the Layoff event, May 11th from 3:30 to 7:30. Meet the job squad for job counseling, info on hot jobs, prizes, and more. Call 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
And welcome. Good Monday morning to you. Yesterday was the best weather we've had so far in 2006 around the Bay Area. Hope you took advantage of it. Will Durst, taking advantage of the Jazz and Heritage Festival in New Orleans, joins us from that fair city. Still surviving and still putting on a great show, and we'll have guests from New Orleans today and tomorrow. Willie Brown, the mayor, is here in the studio at our hotel location right on the corner of Mission Embarcadero, where you can drop by and be part of our studio audience.
And Will Durst's failure to be here should not be interpreted as being supportive of today's immigrant rights boycott. As a fourth-generation immigrant, he is not protesting.
No, I'm not. I'm going to protest my own little way here in New Orleans.
Yes, by...
Yes, I'm only going to drink imported beer.
And joining us from Texas, Mike Putnat. Michael Putnat has a book out called Laguna. It's a novel about intrigue around a Texas family, and you're a fifth-generation Texan. Is that correct, Michael? Welcome to The Quake.
Well, thank you for having me. Yes, it is correct, and that's exactly what it's about. It's a 100-year story of the borderlands of South Texas and northern Mexico. All the forces and people who struggled there against one kind of values or another, against power, money, corruption. In other words, just like now.
Sounds like the theme for Dallas.
Well, let's say an updated one, but with now Hispanics and Western Europeans, you know, who were trying to settle together. And it was interesting. Here we go across the United States today, and suddenly everybody's has their attention on this sort of this part of the United States, that borderlands that runs the 3,000 or 2,000-some miles.
Does this cover just one family or a series of families?
Well, it's one big ranching dynasty, you know, and the deal here is that they have a chance to drill for natural gas on their property, about a million-acre ranch. And we have those kind of ranches down here. And it turns out, though, that where they want to drill is ecologically sensitive bay area, a laguna, they call them here. And these folks are real powerful, have the connections in Washington and in the state capital, and are pretty ruthless. And against them, you have these villagers who fish and make a life out of that part of the coast, who are trying to resist them, and their chances are really weak. But you never know what people who are on a mission can do.
Is this a fictional account, or are you reflecting upon stories that you were told as a kid and observations that you made while living in that part of the world?
Well, it's all of the above. You know, when you grow up in a place and you have family live there for so many generations, there are all kinds of tales. But also you get a real sense of the texture of how life really works and how, you're talking about times that began with the King of Spain granting land to families, and then somehow, after a couple of hundred years, it's completely in different hands. And how does that occur? And what kind of folks have what to say about it? So you take those stories and you weave them into, yes, a fiction, but sometimes, you know, a story captures a greater truth than just the facts.
How do you start out? Where does it start out? Where you explain that it started out with the Spanish land grants?
Well, here's what happens. There's this old Hispanic fellow in his 80s who's fishing on the laguna one evening, and he's thinking about the fact that his family, generations back, were the owners of all the land inland. And now, of course, he's just a destitute, descendant of that. And he begins to think about that. But pretty soon, though, this fellow disappears. And it plays into, by coincidence, what's going on with the current owners of these great big ranch lands. And as it turns out, a lot of things happened over the last 150 years in the story that have to get settled in the present. I mean, there are people who are turned up missing, people who are killed. And while these folks are thinking in the present, all kinds of power, all kinds of money, get anything they want, there are memories that are long, and sometimes the long arm of vengeance, you know, is pretty arresting, and it works its way through the story. So it plays like a mystery with twists and turns and surprise ending. Readers are reporting they're really enjoying the fast read of it, and they're thinking of it like this is the perfect book to take to the beach where you want to completely disappear from ordinary life. But you want to read about what's going on right now.
Michael Putnat is our guest. He has written a novel called Laguna, and you are also someone who has a degree from Harvard in public administration. You've served on government boards as well, an elected official in Brownsville, Texas. Is that correct?
That's right. Well, a state district down here. I'm a policy analyst by training from Harvard, and this immigration issue, which has got everybody's attention, is one that I work on quite a lot because it affects so much of my client base. It is an interesting thing to be watching the fog that's being generated over this issue, principally from D.C., but, you know, also from Western United States, where the principal force working here is fear. People are afraid that somehow the culture of the United States is going to be altered by this sudden new wave of immigrants. Sudden, I say. They've been coming across the border for the last 50 years that I've noticed. And now make up something like, 11 million illegal immigrants in the United States, more than half from Mexico, and quite a few more from Latin America. And so I guess what we've got going on, which is interesting, is a discussion of illegal immigration as if the topic were about illegality. Well, it isn't, because you could make the whole thing go away by making immigration easier and legal. People would much rather cross over the bridge than under it. But if you get to the core of it, you have a great resistance to legal immigration by these folks because they look different and they speak a different language, which is pretty curious to me, because if we're going to decide on whether people should be here based upon their difficulty with language, familiarity with the Constitution, questionable background, and funny looking, you would have to think George Bush ought to be.
Michael, I'm a fellow Texan. I'm a little Wood County, a little place called Mineola.
I know the place.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I do. One
stoplight. To keep the people on the crosstown highways from killing each other as they pass through. Your book. Is anybody talking to you about a movie?
Well, there have been a few folks who have said, you know, this reads and feels like a movie when you are reading. And, of course, I'm doing that on purpose. I'm a guy who grew up watching movies, so I tend to see things in graphic form in my head. And so, well, I'm happy to report that readers are saying, well, when they read the book, it's like they're seeing the movie in their head. And so who knows? You know, that would be great. It would be fun to see it. It's got all the elements like Giant. Remember Giant, the movie, in the sense that they had
really
huge,
absolutely.
Rich.
Yeah.
Except that, you know, there's a lot going on here, not just about oil, but it's about, you know, this whole thing about the truth in our government these days. Truth is what works, right? It's not what is objectively a fact, but what we can get away with and how we tend to buy that. One of the most stunning things you got to think about is you just use common sense looking at what we're being told every day. I mean, you're thinking, how do they imagine that we are buying this? But we are buying it. I like this guy Colbert. He has his show on TV. He talks about truthiness.
Truthiness, yes. That's a great word. He was on 60 Minutes last night.
And he captures the essence of it. I mean, it's or truth-like. You know, if something is truth-like or if it's truthiness, it obviously can't be the truth because it's either that or it isn't. And more and more, our language. You know, George Orwell warned us back when he wrote
1984,
Newspeak would develop where we would not be able to know what things mean because they change the meaning of words to make them convenient.
And I am the decider.
I am the decider. That's right. And he's not a divider. How do you like that?
That's right. He's not a divider. He's not a uniter. He's a decider.
Michael Putnat, the author of Laguna and someone who knows a lot about immigration policy. You want to talk about how the current battles going on in Congress are affecting. We'd like you to stay with us through checking out the news and talk about the search for alternative fuel, how it will affect the Texas oil industry and thus the rest of us.
And also how the listeners can find him if they want to find him.
We'll do that, too. And stay with us. By the way, it can be found out about at bookpros.com as well. So we will talk with Michael Putnat from Texas in the next segment. Right now, here's John Scott on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thanks, Paul. We'll start in the Crom 4 Traffic Center. Crom 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. And this report brought to us by Taco Bell. Landslide in Pinole at Appian Way and westbound 80 had a real mess of traffic yesterday. A little bit better today, but you're going to have heavier than normal traffic before Appian westbound due to that one lane still being blocked between Highway 4 and Appian. The carpool lane, good for everyone. After you get past Appian, you have to get back out of the lane if you're a solo driver. Ladder in the center lane, Mountain View 101 northbound before Rengsdorf. Crash in Antioch, car into the wall, 4 westbound before Bailey. Lighter than normal at the Bay Bridge this morning. Metering lights are still off. Traffic is flowing. Taco Bell's Big Bell Value Menu has filling and tasty items like a spicy chicken burrito. Keep your stomach and your wallet full with Taco Bell's Big Bell Value Menu. Here's a look at what's happening this morning at 960 The Quake. It's a day without an immigrant, and here's what's happening. The march and rally in downtown San Francisco today will affect over a dozen Muni bus lines. Protesters plan to gather at Justin Herman Plaza at 11 o'clock and then march along Market Street toward Grove until they get over to Civic Center Plaza for a 12:30 rally. The 1, 5, 15, 30, and 45 Muni lines will be affected. Go to Muni's website, muni.com. That's sfmuni.com, and you can find out more about it. In Berkeley, Sproul Plaza, UC Berkeley students plan to walk out at 12 noon. In the South Bay, marchers plan to gather at King and Story Roads at 3. Then at 4, they'll march over to Arena Green Park at Santa Clara in Autumn. And at 6, they will rally in the park. If it's part of your commute, of course, expect traffic delays in and around these areas. In Marin, 10 a.m. this morning, Canal Alliance members will gather at St. Raphael's Church on 5th Avenue in San Rafael, then march to Marin Civic Center. A rally is planned for 1 o'clock there. The Quake News team is covering many of these events today. Listen for updates through the day on 960 The Quake. Weather today, a little morning fog, but it'll be of the light variety. And summer weather for sure, mostly sunny, highs from the 60s to the low 80s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Immigration reform. And that begins with being tough and smart. We want real border security. The president's been in office for 5 years. We haven't seen that yet. And we also would like the Republicans to be truthful with the American people. We think it's a bad idea to criminalize priests and doctors and others who are trying to do heavy humanitarian mission.
A nation of immigrants shouldn't pick and choose which ones are welcome. May 1st, 2006. America gets the message. Step 1, 960, The Quake.
And that is today, and here we are at 7:37. Good morning on Monday, May 1st. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Michael, are you there?
I'm still here.
What about the fence?
Well, isn't this a great idea? I mean, think about all the great fences of history. The Great Wall of China, the Berlin Wall, the Iron Curtain, Hadrian's Wall, the Siegfried Line. You know what they are today, aren't you? Those are tourist attractions.
Yes.
So if the idea is to build a wall for future tourist attraction, I think it's a great idea.
The guest you're hearing on the air with us right now on The Quake is Michael Putnat. Michael has a book out called Laguna. It's a novel, fictional novel on intrigue around the Tex-Mex border, and you can find out more by going to lagunabook.com. And you're also someone who has consulted with the government, served on the government in Brownsville, Texas, and you're quite an authority.
Brownsville, Texas?
Yes. Brownsville, Texas, on that's the southern border.
Okay, yes. But that's an area that my family owned. Brownsville, okay. My name is Brown.
Oh. There you go.
Just having a little fun with you, Michael. Now, how will this play out, do you think, in terms of the 700-mile-long fence that the U.S. House of Representatives passed that bill? Now the Senate has not gone along with that. Where do you think we're heading, and how will it affect a new immigration policy, affect California and Texas and the rest of the nation?
Well, here's the thing. There's a reason why I guess the founding fathers decided they needed to have a bicameral legislature. They needed the House of Representatives, I guess, for the absolute oddest idea, and the Senate to keep a leash on them. And this is a perfect example of a really bad idea. How about this one? We're going to round up 11 million people and deport them. We couldn't get 30,000 people out of New Orleans with a week's notice, and now they're going to move 11 million people against their will. I mean, here's what we've got to stop doing. We got to stop accepting this fog approach. The answer to the immigration issue is really very simple: economics. The reason people immigrate north is to escape desperate economic conditions. They're economic refugees. That's a force of nature. There's no amount of minefields, machine guns, wire that we're willing to stomach that's going to arrest that. So here's what we've got to do. We've got to accept the fact that these folks are coming, and if we were smart, we would make them legal by making it easy for them to immigrate. Once you do that, you take the pressure off the borders. And then you can secure your borders with the Border Patrol and other forces to keep the absolutely illegitimate people out. But if you want to reduce the flow of immigration north, you've got to go to Latin America, Mexico. You've got to create jobs there for those folks to stay there. We've already done this successfully for 20 years with a thing called the Maquila program. Right now in Matamoros, Mexico, one city on the border, more than 50,000 Mexicans are working in American factories. They are not immigrating to the United States. They're there where their families are because that's where they want to be. If we would do a Marshall Plan, which worked great in Europe, if we would do that here in our own neighbor's territory, then I think you might see a staunched flow of immigration north and then a solution to the issue.
In other words, Michael, it would be far more appropriate to take the money for the construction of that wall or that fence and use it for the purpose of economic development along the border so that, in fact, people would want to take the jobs that are available as a result of that.
Exactly. And doesn't that more like fit our culture? I mean, are we really willing to put up an iron curtain across the southern part of the United States at the same time, leaving the Statue of Liberty up? I mean, in some ways, you can't do things that are contrary to your culture and sustain it very long. I mean, we can try to do that, but eventually, you know, our culture takes over and says, you know, I'm not supporting that anymore. So why not, from the very beginning, do something that really fits our way of thinking?
Michael, isn't it also true that America always assimilates, that there were these problems when the Irish came in, there were these problems with when the huge Puerto Rican invasion happened in the 60s? There's always an outcry. This always happens. And eventually, people assimilate in America. That's why it takes a while to melt in the melting pot.
Exactly correct. And look, the facts are, if that weren't true, then this whole radio program would be conducted by Indians, you know, and there wouldn't be a very big audience. The reality is this, that it is always, I guess, natural for folks who are in a place to resist change. And look at the change we have gone through that we now just dismiss and discount because it was so obvious in retrospect. Blacks couldn't vote, now they can vote. Later, women couldn't vote, now they can vote. The Irish came, the Italians came, Asians have come and are still coming, and now the Hispanics, by the way, who were here first, especially in your part of the world, in California, are simply returning. I guess there's a natural tendency to think the way things are the way they ought to be. Well, the fact is, nothing in history supports that fact. Look, America is a great country because it is so vastly diverse. Is there any nation in the planet that has such an assimilation and diversity as this United States? And isn't it likely that there is some correlation between that fact and the fact that we are also at present the greatest country in the world? Why would we fight this, is the question.
Michael, on the score, you know, today's demonstration that is being covered by 960 The Quake and many other stations throughout this nation, this demonstration supposedly is to show the level of importance of the immigrant community to the economy of this nation. What do you find in your book, and what have you covered in that regard?
Well, here's an interesting phenomenon. I write a blog called American Sense that I borrowed from the idea of Common Sense by Thomas Paine, which is the revolutionary years of the United States where basically we had to stand up against an idea that we did not like, to install an idea that we did. This country has been all about demonstrating, standing forward, expressing ourselves. Hell, we invented the concept of civil disobedience, which is a part of the system of this country. We disobey the law because the law needs to be changed. And so even Mahatma Gandhi borrowed on the idea to liberate, I guess you could say, India from the English. So when I see folks going out on the street and marching in the United States, it just makes me think, okay, good. Proof that we still have it. When I'm writing about the Hispanics in southern Texas, in Laguna, I'm writing about people who are remarkably like the rest of us, who have the same family needs, who care about what are their values, who are willing to stand up for them. And then I show that the Americans that have assimilated from the past, from other cultures, share that same kind of commitment to controlling what is our lives. What's different about Americans, I guess, than almost any other culture in the world is our perfect willingness to stand up at any time to object to authority that we think does not reflect the values that we hold important. Our values are not obedience. Our values are independence. And I think what you see when you see an established government calling for people to comport and to conform, that's because that makes them survive. But what makes this nation survive is our willingness not to do that. The fact that we can fire the President of the United States and fire any other politician makes us different. The fact that folks will go out into the street, get their picture taken, and be worried maybe about the government's retribution to that, where they might arrest Sheehan or they might arrest any of us, is sort of our opportunity to take a place of honor in the history of the country. So I'm very delighted to see demonstrations of any kind in this country, even the ones I don't agree with. Because
you're listening to You're listening to Michael Putnot here on 960 AM, The Quake. He wrote a book called Laguna, which traces five generations of the border. And we're hoping that this is going to have a happy resolution. Go on.
It does. I have to tell you, the good news in the book, it does.
Oh, good, good.
And I think the long history of the United States is we finally get it right.
Well, let's hope we get it right. And your view on what should happen with reference to the immigration policy is a very refreshing one. The business of saying use the borders to facilitate the entry of people rather than to deny them entry. It's a good theory.
The security of the border should be against people who mean us harm, not the people that mean to work and support their families by being part of America.
That's exactly right. And by having an open border policy where people will register and come in, the ones who are illegitimate stand out like a sore thumb, which makes it easier for us to enforce security.
Instead of having thousands of people smuggling across, one of the things that you sent as we wrap up here with Michael Putnat, that you sent along was the statistic that since 1986, the U.S. Border Patrol's budget has increased tenfold and the number of agents has tripled, yet millions and millions of people continue to stream across the border illegally. So apparently whatever we're doing isn't working.
That's exactly correct. In fact, I believe the American policy is for it not to work.
I see.
From Brownsville, Texas.
Guest workers is what you were talking about right there. Not working. And it will work in the next segment to have Will Durst do his burst of Durst. Michael Putnat from Brownsville, Texas, thank you for joining us. And if you want to know more about his book, Laguna, go to Laguna Books, Laguna Book, singular, lagunabook.com. And what's your blog again, Michael?
It's called AmericanSense.com.
AmericanSense.com. Thank you for joining in the conversation this
morning.
Seems
like an oxymoron these days.
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
What are your meetings costing you?
driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting, watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you, flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
This is Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:52 on this Monday, May 1st, Will, it's your turn.
It's May Day. Thank you, Paul. As you may already know, the Germans have a word for enjoying the downfall of others. It's called Schadenfreude. And, of course, it had to be the Germans. It's an awful, awful emotion to relish the undoing of a perceived enemy. And something I'm not so secretly enjoying right now, with George Bush's presidency sinking faster than a belly full of day-old sushi and a corkscrew roller coaster. He's got more leaks than Harry Whittington's facial epidermis, investigations up to his scrawny skull and bones neck, and you could also say that Americans have yet to be convinced that Iraq continues to be a good idea. You could also say that wasabi lollipops are not that popular. And gas prices, ha! We're getting to the point where you need a cosigner for a fill-up. Does the term oil man, drill thyself, have any meaning here? What strikes me is the president is finally harvesting the weeds of the seeds he planted for the last 5.5 years. And these aren't cute little happy dandelions growing out of the polluted ground he's responsible for. These are huge, room-sized, ravenous, behemoth, man-eating Venus flytraps. Think Audrey 2 in Little Shop of Horrors. And every night, the hunger grows. Feed me! Everything he's done is coming back to bite him in the ass, and I couldn't be happier. It's like Lincoln said about the fooling of the people. Some of all, and all of some, but not all of all. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Well done, Will. Yes, you can fool all the people some of the time, and some of the people all the time, but not all the people all the time.
Not all of all.
And I feel like this morning a lot of people are going to wake up into a lot of different stories, including the fact that 3 years ago, the aforementioned President Bush did stand in his mission accomplished outfit on the aircraft carrier and say everything's hunky-dory. Now, a poll out today, Will, has the statistics a little bit differently. 40% say we haven't accomplished the mission. 44% say we will never accomplish the mission in Iraq. And only 9% think, 1 out of 10 think it's actually been done.
Huh. That's great.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's a sad situation.
It's a sad situation, but it was always a sad situation. There were a lot of us claiming when he went in that there were no weapons of mass destruction, that this was all a ruse, mostly to win the 2002 midterm election, and that we were on a fool's errand. And why weren't we staying in Iraq?
And it was clear he really was, as it turns out. And as a matter of fact, I think they've dropped the reference to weapons of mass destruction. I saw Ms. Rice saying, well, you know, in the past there had been weapons of mass destruction, and the assumption was that they still had them.
Oh, yeah. That's
that was her comments on Late Edition, which is a total different deal now in, you know, who knows.
It's a very odd situation. You know, in our next segment, we're going to be joined by Cindy Chavez, who's one of the mayoral candidates for San Jose, one of the many that we've had on. There are five of them currently still in the race, and we've had four as of...
Have we had four?
With Cindy joining us today, yes. And we have had people emailing and calling 866-960-5753, and we were talking about immigration on this Day Without Immigrants. Here's some feedback from Chris in San Francisco to Will and Willie at quakeradio.com. I am a progressive male who supports legal immigration completely. However, I take offense to your portrayal of illegal immigrants as immigrants to the U.S. and that they should have the same rights of all Americans. There are millions of people around the world that want to legally immigrate into the U.S. and do. That is what our country was founded on, not people whose first act in our country is breaking our sovereign right as a nation of borders. More legal immigration, yes. Illegal immigration, absolutely not. It's a direct violation of what our country was founded on.
Yeah, but it's also, you got to remember, these people are being seduced to come over here by large corporations who are using them for cheap labor.
I know that you know, some people out there react in the manner in which this email is so expressing itself, but... the guy from Brownsville, Texas, probably put it in best perspective when he said, in effect, that the borders really ought to be designed to facilitate entry, not bar entry. And if they were designed to facilitate entry, there would be no such thing as illegal immigration, you know, except for those people who are trying to sneak into the country with bombs and with other kinds of bad things. Now that Mexico is about to legalize for small use only, cocaine, heroin, marijuana, ecstasy, and I hope you saw that, Will, that that is about to occur. The problem is going to become even more difficult for these good United States because all of a sudden our people in the southern end of our deal down here are not going to be looking for just, you know, the small drug dealers. They're only going to be looking for the big ones, and we're still going to be fumbling around with the small drug dealers. Just an example of how the border can be penetrated or could be secure with the proper understanding of what you were looking to secure. That's what this business of immigration really ought to be about, and I would hope some of the callers would call, because I think that this nation needs a forceful expression of policy for the benefit of the Congress.
And I have breaking news. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of Anna Nicole Smith.
Word just came out?
That 18 minutes ago.
Okay, well, I have a call into her already.
Well, we'll have more of that and Cindy Chavez, candidate for mayor of San Jose, in the next segment on Keeping It Real with Wilden Willie on The Quake.
Do you feel like a slave to your work, spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
2006 is the year of the quake. Progressive Talk and the home of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Off the job, on the march. It's a day without immigrants. People around the country are skipping work, staying out of school to take part in demonstrations against a proposed crackdown on illegal immigration. National correspondent Ed McCarthy reports live on rally preparations in Atlanta.
Jim, crowds of Latino protesters are arriving in Atlanta. The leaders of the demonstration are flanked by members of the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan's group. Thousands could make their voices heard at this rally today. Many took the day off from work. One man I spoke with is an illegal immigrant. He tells me he owns his own contracting business and told his clients today that services would not be available. Georgia's being targeted because of a law recently signed taking away benefits such as health care from undocumented workers. Reporting live, Ed McCarthy, CNN. Atlanta.
In Washington, a coalition of Hispanic groups says it is not supporting today's rallies. We get that story live from correspondent Dick Giuliano.
Jim, this group of Hispanics opened their meeting on a patriotic note, reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. One of those speaking, retired Army Colonel Al Rodriguez, who says the United States government is wrong to consider amnesty for illegal immigrants.
Massive amnesty for millions of illegal aliens is surrender.
These Hispanics say they want Americans to know not all Hispanics are in favor of illegal immigration. This group says illegal immigration is a burden to the United States, and Congress and the President are wrong to consider amnesty. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
President Bush this morning got a briefing from his secretaries of state and defense following their trips to Iraq to meet with the new Iraqi leaders.
The three leaders spoke to Secretary Rice and Secretary Rumsfeld about their need to deploy the growing strength of the Iraqi security forces in such a way as to defeat the terrorists and the insurgents. And we will continue to support them in that effort.
The president says the Iraqis need to know the U.S. stands with them as they pursue their dreams. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Mmm. The smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
60 The Quake, broadcasting in HD digital. Learn more at quakeradio.com.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 8:04, and we're brought to you by Wells Fargo this time. Landslide in Pinole over the weekend. Still has one lane of westbound 80 around Appian Way shut down. It's going to take them up to a week. You may have to make some adjustments. There's traffic through there, of course. The carpool lane between 4 and Appian Way will be open for everyone, even solo drivers, until you get up to Appian, and then you got to get out if you are a solo driver. Bay Bridge, upper deck, stall in the right lane right after Treasure Island. Metering lights are off, though, and traffic is flowing other than that little problem, which will be cleaned up pretty quickly. Pleasanton 680 northbound before Brunel. Multi-car crash, two in the center divide, another on the shoulder, and brake lights. Take a look at it all the way past it. And a shovel sitting in the number two lane, 280 northbound before Wolf Road. Someday, you'd like to make some home improvements, renovations, or even send your kid to college. Today, you can get a home equity account from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday? Get started today from Wells Fargo, the next stage. It's hour two of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And good morning from the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown. Will Durst is joining us from New Orleans, and we'll have some guests from that region of the country in today's show and again tomorrow. Also, we have been speaking to candidates for mayor. We had all three Oakland mayoral candidates on the air, and we have the fourth of the candidates we've had on the air. Front runner, I believe, at this point. Cindy Chavez, welcome to the Quake.
Good morning. It's a delight to be here.
Cindy, how are you?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. What a beautiful day today.
You are a member of the City Council, correct?
I am.
And the City Council is dominated by women, isn't it?
It should be, yes. No, yeah, we do. We have a lot of women on the San Jose City Council now, and I think we're at six.
It's also a very diverse collection of people on that City Council. Over the weekend, the Democrats had their convention in Sacramento, and I had the honor of presiding in Arturis' place because of his illness. The person who gave the Pledge of Allegiance was a member of your City Council.
Was it Madison?
It was Madison.
Oh,
yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Madison Wynn. Yeah.
That's right. And I think she's probably the only, the highest ranked person with a trace back to Vietnam who holds public office.
That's right. And she has hit the ground running. She's been very impressive. Very bright, bright woman.
She looks like she's 12.
Well, you know what? Now that I'm 42, everybody looks like they're 12. You know, but she's I think she's about 30, but yes, and she's...
She's 30? You
know, yeah, maybe a little bit older than that, but 30.
No way!
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I would card her every time she'd come in, even if it was for lemonade.
Well, you know, I go on a lot of ride-alongs with the San Jose Police Department, and I feel that way every time I go into a nightclub or a bar, and I do think it's because I've officially become my mother. I am an adult.
How long on the City Council now?
I've been on for 7 years, 7.5 years.
Directly elected?
Directly elected, yes. We have 10 districts in the city of San Jose, and each of us are, and we've had district elections since about the early 1980s.
And the mayor makes the 11th vote on the council?
He does, and he's elected citywide.
I see, and it will be she when you win.
You bet.
I see. Now, in turn, and the mayor is elected citywide, but the mayor has only one vote on the council. Is that the way it
correct.
Works?
That's correct.
And how do you get elected vice mayor?
Well, what happens is the council gets a chance to vote on that. And what the mayor does is he puts forward a slate of people to be chairs of committees and that kind of thing, and he chooses the vice mayor.
Uh-huh. And, but with the approval of the council.
That's right, and it was approved unanimously, yes.
And that's the role you have been occupying now for a few years.
For about a year and a half, I have been the vice mayor, yes.
Right. All right. And you're in a city council in which there's an African-American, Forrest Williams, and a whole collection of women. I've never seen so many women.
Well, as you probably remember, San Jose and Santa Clara County in the 70s was the feminist capital of the world because we had so many women elected to office.
You had a woman mayor.
We did. And, in fact, the city of San Jose was one of the first large cities in the nation to have a woman as mayor of the city. And as you know, and then also with Norma Mineta, a Japanese American, to be mayor of the city of San Jose as well.
San Jose is very diverse. I was in that area yesterday. I had to go down for an event in the area. I was in a place called Los Gatos or something like that.
Yep, just a little, just outside of San Jose.
Or as we say when we live in Los Gatos, Los Gatos.
A lot of trees. You know, San Jose has been coming of age in every way. You ripped us off for the Grand Prix. You know that I wanted that Grand Prix when I served as mayor. Tried my best to get the Grand Prix, and you guys ended up with it.
Wow, that makes me feel even better.
Whoa.
Candidate for San Jose Mayor Cindy Chavez is with us here on 960 AM The Quake.
And obviously very possessive about the city.
Now, what is the focus of your campaign?
Well, you know, it would be interesting. I'm intrigued to hear the mayor's thoughts on this. But I really believe that any great city needs to have really strong, healthy neighborhoods. And what ultimately made me run for office was that I'd been an activist, a neighborhood activist, a community activist, had worked in the labor movement, bought a new home, an old Victorian home in downtown San Jose. And
oh, you actually live in downtown?
Yes.
That is fascinating.
Yes.
It's absolutely fabulous down there. I walked around down there.
And what did you think?
I was blown away. It was like I was in Paris or someplace.
Well, you know what's exciting about it? You probably walked not too far away from the Martin Luther King Jr. Library, which is the only joint city university library in the nation that we just completed about.
You might tell the people that San Jose State University is the reference you're making.
That's right, to San Jose State University, which is, I think, the oldest university in the state of California.
And which is downtown,
San Jose. All downtown. And I attended San Jose State, and I remember being a student thinking, someday I'm going to move far away and travel the world, and I think I've lived within 5 miles of San Jose State since I graduated, with the exception of a few short times. But I sure love it.
Well, with that light rail that you have downtown, you don't have to worry about it.
And soon to be connected to you with BART.
In the future.
In the future, not too far.
Another San Jose ripoff.
How's that going
to
work?
But I know San Francisco wants to be connected to San Jose, right?
Oh, by all means.
We are. We ring the bay, and that's the south end of it. But now, according to the Census Bureau, it's the San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, Bay Area.
As
rather than
be.
The San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, Bay Area.
Well, now that I'm no longer mayor,
seeing that as a challenge.
But the existence of the San Jose Airport, the Oakland Airport, and the San Francisco Airport really makes this an interesting region, because within about a 50-mile radius, you have your choice of which airport you want to move from, and they're all international, literally. Each of them
Correct.
Are international. I just used your airport this past week. I was down to do I go down to San Jose a lot, obviously. I was down to do a speech at the Fairmont Hotel, and then I had to go on from there to Los Angeles, and I actually went through your airport in order to get there. It was very impressive.
Well, I think your point about how important it is that we're regionally connected is really critical to the region's maintaining our competitive edge internationally as it relates to commerce. And I think the airport is one. I think BART, you know, eventually ringing the bay will be another asset for the entire region. And in many respects, it's sort of funny. I remember when I first ran for office, people seemed to have a lot of concern about what's San Jose like in relationship to San Francisco. And I think people are starting to understand that in a global economy, regions matter, cities matter, and it's an opportunity for us to work more collaboratively.
Your last name?
Chavez, yes.
Very Spanish.
Yes, it is.
Does that mean that you are, in fact, Spanish?
I'm Mexican American, and my family is from New Mexico, and they've lived in New Mexico along the Rio Grande for just generations and generations. Although I have one Irish grandparent, which may be my hair color comes from that.
Will Durst can't see you. He's down in New Orleans.
Oh, well, Will, you're just going to have to trust me on that.
You have a question for Cindy Chavez?
Cindy, we met when I did the San Jose Silicon Valley Chamber of Commerce event.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, and I'm going to be doing it again this year. So,
oh, good.
Are you going to be at that one?
You bet.
Oh, cool.
Cool, she's running. You know she's going to be
there.
Right.
If there's a cat show, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, when's the
June 6th. It's June 6th. Yeah.
And in order to settle it at that time, you have to get 50 plus one?
Right, but as you know, we have 10 people in the race, 9 men and me.
There are 10 people in that race?
There are 10 people.
I've lost count.
That's right. Well, you've only seen a few of them.
Wow.
Yeah, there are 10.
We also interviewed Herrera, Manuel Herrera.
Yes, and
he dropped out.
Yeah, he endorsed me.
He endorsed you.
He did. In fact, he announced his dropping out of the race and endorsing me at the same time, and I hadn't even had a chance to talk to him, so I was really grateful for that.
I got to tell you, he got interviewed on this program, and he figured out, this is not for me.
So you're telling me I need to thank you for the fact that he's not in the race?
You know me. I'll take credit for everything.
Willie Brown personally.
Well, I only had one other request, and I thought maybe you could invite everybody back on who you've had and maybe have them take a shower here or something.
She remembers how fortunate I was. Water can do wonders for you.
And it was radio guys who convinced him to take
that
the shower.
That is correct.
Too.
It was radio guys washed him right down the drain, so to speak.
So to speak.
It was good. But tell us, what are the real issues in the campaign? You talked about neighborhoods, and you talked about being Silicon Valley Chamber of Commerce. You talked about the private-public partnership involving the Martin Luther King Library and the university's involvement therewith. You talked about the downtown location of the university. You talked about the need to get BART into San Jose to connect the entirety of the Bay. What are some of the other issues?
I think the issue that's facing San Jose that's most challenging probably is education. And I'm sure that's not different for any major city in the country, but I think, you know, the city of San Jose has done an incredible job of partnering with the schools in our area, and that's from everything from making sure that we have school safety programs that are partnerships between the school district and the city of San Jose to we have a homework center at every school in San Jose. I think the opportunity for us is to be a city that helps more young people graduate from high school and go on to college than any large city in the nation. That would be my goal. And I think if you look at the jobs that are being created now, and there's so many knowledge-based jobs that we don't have an opportunity to allow any child to not be successful and thrive in San Jose. And that's really, I think, a big focus. It is for me, and I think for people who choose to live in San Jose and who are deciding whether or not they want to stay there and grow their businesses there, one of the first things they look at is the education system.
What are the demographics of the educational system, i.e. student population?
Well, one of the interesting things about San Jose is we are one of the most diverse large cities in the country, and we have a majority of no single ethnicity. And so we're about, I would say, low 30s Latino, mid-20s Asian, about 3% African-American, a small percentage of American Indian.
Only 3% African-American?
Yes. And the rest of that is some combination of white or different cultures. And
a lot of East Indians in your area.
You know, it's an interesting, that's a great question. It's an emerging population and very, very involved in politics. I mean, one of the really interesting things about San Jose, too, your point about how diverse the council is that as we see all these emerging populations coming forward, there's an opportunity for us to really demonstrate to the world that we can be a diversity, and we're still the safest big city in the country. I mean, we have more work to do on that, but those two demographics don't always go together, but they do in San Jose.
What about gay and lesbians? Where do they come from in your population?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that, but they're a very important part of our community, not just politically, but as part of our economic development. I mean, just an incredible asset to San Jose.
We have a white guy who loves jazz, obviously. Otherwise, he wouldn't be in New Orleans. You have a jazz festival. Tell him when the jazz festival is in San Jose.
Is that true?
Yes, they have a jazz festival.
Well, you didn't know we had a jazz festival.
I didn't know you had a jazz festival.
And you have a film festival, which I attended about 2 months ago.
It's
that
incredible.
Was wonderful.
We highlighted it here on the show.
Yes, we did.
It is really incredible.
And I got to see the Fox Theater's transformation downtown.
Isn't it incredible?
It was such a dirty, disgusting pit of a place when they did punk shows there in the late 70s. I did a bit of radio in the South Bay.
Oh, I was trying to visualize you with little spiky hair and different colors, but okay.
Cindy Chavez, you're a candidate for San Jose mayor, and we appreciate your coming
up. We still didn't find out when
up.
The jazz festival is.
When is it exactly?
It is the first weekend in August. It's either the first or second.
All right, well, book August. Yourself.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down.
Well, any you blues? Will love it. You have to come down.
Is there any blues?
Yes, yes. And a lot of gospel music, too, which I love. So, you'll want to come
out. We spent a lot of time here at the gospel tent in New Orleans. Mm.
And from New Orleans, in our next segment, we'll have another mayoral candidate, a representative of Mitch Landrieu, who's running against Ray Nagin for mayor of New Orleans.
Well, let's take Cindy Chavez and let's suggest that maybe we'll explore the shower scene that you talked about.
I would really appreciate it.
And thank you for coming up to the Hotel Battalion and joining us this morning. Cindy Chavez, candidate for mayor of San Jose in the election days, June 6th.
Don't miss it.
Right around the corner, 8:19, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostick.
So I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. On approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Save money and stick at the big oil at the same time? Of course you do, and the Quake can help. We've exhaustively researched the lowest prices around for gas. Just log on to quakeradio.com and scroll down to best gas prices and plug in your zip to find the cheapest gas in your town.
Welcome. It's Keeping It Real. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 with Will Durst and Willie Brown here on 960 The Quake. And I'm Paul Wells, Progressive Talk Radio, and covering the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest and what's going on in New Orleans right now. Will Durst is down in that area of the country. Good morning, Will.
It's a lovely day here in New Orleans. It's about 82 degrees. It's going to get up to about 84, and no rain or wind, which we had over the weekend, so...
And we have 2 hours difference in time, right?
Yes, it's very civilized. It's it's 10:15, 10:20 here.
Who's your guest there?
We have, I think he's on the phone, Jimmy Thorns, who's working for Mitch Landrieu's mayoral campaign. Jimmy was a mayoral candidate himself. Is that not right?
That's correct. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Yes.
What year were you a candidate, Jimmy?
Well, I was actually one of the 22 for this particular mayoral race.
Oh, for this season, huh?
For this season, yes.
Was it your first time out there?
It was my first time running, and I got in because obviously our city is in crisis, and I felt that we needed some new leadership, and I felt that I was the person to do it, and I got in to offer myself to this community.
Are you an office holder now?
No, I'm not.
Have you ever held office?
I've never held an elective office.
What would have prompted you to go for the lieutenant governor rather than the incumbent mayor?
Well, looking at the platform that I had developed based upon the feeling that I had as to what we had to do to bring the lead this city into its resurrection and into its future, I felt that the campaign position that he had and mine were fairly well compatible. In addition to that, I knew a lot about him. And I felt that he had the leadership and had the ability to bring together the coalition of folks that it was going to take to bring about the changes that we needed and the future that we needed.
So, Mr. Thorns, you're African-American, and Ray Nagin is African-American. Mitch Landrieu is not. So that creates kind of a racial thing down here. What is happening in terms of the Chocolate City of Mr. Nagin?
Well, all of that to me is despicable. I think that we don't look at, we should not be looking at the color of one's skin when we try to make a decision about leadership in our city and making things happen. I think what we need to look for is the best possible person, the person that we feel very confident in that can lead us through this process. I think that color is something of an enigma that has no substance. I think it's something that we have to discard and start looking for what is really best for our city.
You really believe that the white people in that city think the way you're thinking?
Well, I don't believe everybody, black or white, think the way that I think. That's for sure. But I'm thinking about leadership requires one to think in the best interest of moving the community forward. And it's just like a ship in the harbor. When the tide rises, so does all the ships. And the problem is that we've got to raise the tide in this city. We've got to raise the consciousness of this city that we got to move forward, and that the days of racial polarization is over.
So you think race will not play a role in this election?
Absolutely. I'm not naive to believe that's not. Yeah, absolutely, it's going to play a role in. There are many people who think polarized, both black and white.
But don't you think that under those circumstances, it's fairly clear that the white community, at least from observations, is just totally and completely rejecting black candidates like yourself?
It is no question in my mind that there is a sector of the white community that has and continues to reject the idea of black leadership. There is no question in my mind. And I would not lead anyone to believe that I believe otherwise.
Then how do you come down on the side of Ray Nagin, against Ray Nagin, in this election and on behalf of Moon Landrieu, who is white?
Well, the situation that I have is that Ray has not brought us together. You got to remember, Ray Nagin was elected by the white folks. The white community elected him to begin with. And they played a role, or they played a polarization process of polarizing this community, using him to do that. And then, of course, when the hurricane came, and after the hurricane, they dumped him. And now he's back to be a situation where he now is seeking the black community to support him. But my decision not to support him has nothing to do with the Hurricane Katrina and any aftermath of that. It has to do with pre-Katrina. You know, we have not had the adequate leadership. We have not had what we need to move this city forward pre-Katrina. This community, black or white, and especially the black community, has received little or no support from this mayor. So what are we going to do with him?
Don't you think, however, that with the way things are in America, it is a real tragedy when elected black leadership loses its role because of things that may be beyond its ability to appropriately address? And in this particular case, I've got to believe that Nagin could not have stayed the water from the levees. Nagin could not have addressed the issue of the single movement of the hundreds of thousands of people that had to be moved. And you're holding him almost singularly accountable for that, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not holding him accountable for that, no more than I would anyone else. In fact, my decision has nothing to do with the fact that Hurricane Katrina happened. Ray Nagin, whom I've known for long, did not have anything to do with causing that. You know, the levees broke because the Corps of Engineers did not do what they were supposed to do. Levees broke because the Congress of this United States ignored what was liable to happen to New Orleans and had been forecasted for many years. So Ray Nagin had nothing to do with that, and I'd be the first to admit it. But as I reiterate to you before, it is not the leadership, but nothing to do with Katrina that has me making my decision. It's pre-Katrina. The problem is that we as a community did not, and especially as an African-American community, did not move forward. The whole entire 3 years that Ray Nagin was mayor of the city of New Orleans, he did it. He ran his administration on the basis of trying to destroy corruption. And the corruption that he proclaims that was there was created by the previous mayor. So he was living in a nightmare of the previous mayor. He was trying to fix what this supposedly the previous mayor had done. He did nothing to lead our community. He did nothing to enhance our community for those 3 years. And that's my reason for not doing it.
We're speaking with Jimmy Thorns here on The Quake, 960 AM. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Mr. Thorns, he is a former mayoral candidate who is in favor of Mitch Landrieu in his run for the mayor of the 504 area code here. Sir, what do you see as the number one issue facing New Orleans right now? Is it the resurrection? Is it a communication with the government? What is the stance that New Orleans has to adapt?
The number one problem that we have right now is good, solid leadership. Good, solid leadership. Good, solid planning. And we need to be able to bring this community together from across this community to move ourselves on into bringing New Orleans back. And at this point, we don't have that. We have a fragile, fragmented, polarized situation, and we have people who are out there now living in other parts of the country who are sitting there on the fence waiting for a signal to see what they're going to do. And we've been in a holding pattern now for the last 8 months or so trying to figure out where we're going to go. It is very detrimental to all the folks who want to come back, and it's very damaging to the people who are back. Our small businesses are out and down and out and will be down and out for a long time. But we have school problems where the kids are not back into school and don't know when they're going to be back here to be able to reattend school. We have hospitals that are out. The medical facilities are down. Everything is still on hold until after this election is over with, and it all depends upon who we elect as to how quickly we can bring this city back.
Mr. Thorne, you know, your views are such that if they were so persuasive, how is it you're not in the runoff?
Well, my situation was I did not decide to run for mayor until the last day of qualifying, and of course I did not have at that point a campaign, an organization, or the money necessary to do it.
So that's why you threw behind Mitch Landrieu's campaign rather than Ray Nagin's.
I threw behind Mitch Landrieu because I believe, and he believes as I do, based upon our two campaign platforms, that we have things in common and that we have the willingness to go out here and do what needs to be done.
Well, we hope to have Mr. Nagin as a guest tomorrow, as we'll continue to report. Thank you for joining us, Jimmy Thorns, on 960 The Quake. Tomorrow we will continue having more guests from New Orleans, as we will through the show. I believe in our next segment we'll have someone from the Southeast Louisiana Red Cross, Kay Wilkins, joining us with Will Durst there in New Orleans and Tony Ryan down there holding down the fort as Alan is here for us with Willie Brown, and I'm Paul Wells. Now here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
8:33, this report brought to you by Panda Express, the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Stop and go through the Santa Cruz Mountains this morning because of an early morning overturn that had one lane blocked. And northbound between, say, the Summit and Santa Cruz Avenue coming into Las Gatas. It'll be slower than normal for you today. Ditto on the East Shore Freeway through Pinole at Appian Way from that landslide yesterday morning. You have one less lane to work with, but through that zone, you can use the carpool lane even if you're a solo driver. Multi-car crash in Pleasanton, 2 now in the center divide, 680 northbound before Bernal. And the metering lights are off. It's been very light this morning, as opposed to normal at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. And upper deck traffic moving well into San Francisco. If you like garlic, you'll love the Panda Chef's new garlic creations at Panda Express. Right now, there are delicious new garlic entrees, like garlic chicken breast with string beans. Try the garlic creations today at a Panda Express near you. 8:34. Here's a look at what's happening on 960 The Quake. Today's Day Without an Immigrant in America, set aside for immigrants to boycott work, school, and shopping to show how much they benefit their communities and the economy. The Press Democrat up in Santa Rosa came up with some stunning numbers showing the illegal immigrants account for $700 million in the county economy in the most recent year available. That's just in the county. But with some growing tired of street protests and others afraid that they might be deported or fired for walking out, a lot of folks are planning to support the effort in different ways, by perhaps buying nothing today, or protesting on their lunch break, or rallies after work. There are church services, candlelight vigils, picnics, and other gatherings today. And traffic will be affected in many parts of the Bay Area, including San Francisco Muni lines. 11 a.m., the march starts down Market Street toward Grove, and they arrive at Civic Center Plaza for a 12:30 rally. There are also celebrations, demonstrations, and whatnot planned for Berkeley and South Bay and all over the Bay Area today. The future is up in the air for a school in San Jose, and it all depends apparently on semantics. The state is trying to shut down the Rainbow of Knowledge School, claiming it is an unlicensed preschool. The owner insists she is not running a preschool. Lynn Lewin calls it a pre-kindergarten program and insists that, since it is connected to an elementary school, she doesn't need a license. The state is suing. Starbucks has enlisted the William Morris Agency to help it find music, movie, and book projects to market through coffee shops. The company says it's interested in becoming a partner with studios and music labels to add value to its entertainment strategy. Who knew a cup of coffee had an entertainment strategy attached to it? Starbucks has been selling music CDs for some time, and they're actually the exclusive outlet right now for the movie Aquila and the Bee. Quake weather, mostly sunny, little light morning fog, highs of 60s on the coast to the low 80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
And that begins with being tough and smart. We want real border security. The president's been in office for 5 years. We haven't seen that yet. And we also would like the Republicans to be truthful with the American people. We think it's a bad idea to criminalize priests and doctors and others who are trying to do heavy humanitarian mission.
A nation of immigrants shouldn't pick and choose which ones are welcome. May 1st, 2006. America gets the message. Step 1, 960, The Quake.
And here at 8:40 on this Monday, May 1st, we are also looking to the city of New Orleans, the Big Easy, where Will Durst joins Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown here at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. And who you got as our next guest, Will?
No idea. Why? Am I supposed to have somebody as a guest?
Well, yes. FEMA's New Orleans director, Gerald Jamieson, is supposed
to. Well, how did you know that? And I didn't know that.
Because I read.
What a shot, Will. I would never accuse you of being President Bush.
Actually, they'll be on later. It's Kay Wilkins. Kay Wilkins is the guest right now. She's the CEO of Southeast Louisiana Red Cross. Are you with us, Kay?
I sure am, Will. Thanks for asking me.
Hey, Kay Wilkins, thank you for joining us. My name is Will Durst. We have Willie Brown on the air with us as well.
Ms. Wilkins,
hi,
how
Willie.
Are you? How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Can I come down to New Orleans?
Come on down to New Orleans, and we'll put you to work.
Okay, but I got no place to stay, so you got a cot for me someplace, a bed or something?
Well, that'll be one of the first things we talk about, Willie, is how to have a plan for coming into the city.
I'm glad to hear you say that. Is that when somebody wants to volunteer, let's go through that interview with me. I want to volunteer. What do I do? Who do I call, and what will I be coming to do?
Well, one of the first things I would encourage you to do is find a group of people from your area that are coming in. A lot of our faith-based congregations from all over the country have been sending in volunteers. A lot of colleges have been sending in volunteers. Different groups, because groups have a network of people and places with which they can get more resources so that when they come into this area, they'll find space to sleep or for shelter. A lot of our college kids that have come in over the holidays found places or bunked in different facilities, as well as some of our volunteer groups that continue to come on a weekly basis from different churches around the country. So that would be the first thing I would tell you to do, is find someone in your area who's coming and find out what type of arrangements they have made as far as staying here.
Query. Is there real work left to be done?
There is so much real work left to be done. What we're finding now, as people are coming back into the area or are looking at what still needs to be done in and around their homes, there's still homes that need to be gutted, debris that needs to be removed. And then for the Red Cross, now we're in the areas where people have come back into the city, talking to them about what their strategy is going to be should a hurricane threaten our area, beginning, you know, with hurricane season June 1st, and how people are going to be able to exit the city.
M'lady, this is Will Durst. I'm here in New Orleans. I'm over on Howard Street, and I've been here all weekend, and one of the news reports yesterday announced that people had to either gut their houses or get out by August 29th, which I think is 1 year and 1 day from Katrina. How does that affect them? How is a person supposed to be able to get all this done or get out?
Well, I think one of the things that we're going to find is With the different parishes that we work in, we're going to have a lot of people coming to us asking for help in gutting their houses, or just coming to us saying, what am I going to do? I can't gut my house. How can I get out? So one of the things that Red Cross and other agencies, United Way agencies that we're working with are doing, are providing caseworkers with each family so that we can help them figure out if being in New Orleans is the best place for them, or if people have a family network or a support network outside New Orleans that might be better for them.
Is there a way to get the people back in town? I understand that rents are astronomical for the places that are available since there's such a limited amount of housing here. It's hard to get people to work in this town. There was a $6,000 signing bonus at Carl's Jr.'s. If you stay for a year, it's impossible to get people in the service industry here. There has to be some way to get more housing.
That's one of the extreme realities of Katrina that we're seeing, and it's playing itself out in a lot of different ways every day. And that's one of the very first conversations we have with anyone who wants to come in back into the city, whether you were an evacuee and you want to come back home or whether you're a volunteer and you want to help, is where are you going to stay? What type of shelter or housing do you have available? Many of our homeless shelters were impacted because of Katrina. A few of them have opened. Hotels are either out of someone's price range if they're coming in to stay for a long time, or they're crowded. And as you said, rent has doubled. Income, there are people that are always looking for additional employees and want to hire folks and have good signing bonuses. But the other piece of that is you have to have a place to stay when you're not working. And you may not be able to afford that place.
Query, why is it that people have been required, as by August 29th, as Will said, to clean out their houses? What's that all about?
And I really don't know. That might be something that you know, while you're down here, you might want to get one of the officials from city council or from the city to talk about that, because I really haven't gotten much information about that.
Ms. Wilkins, what are the needs of New Orleans? What can people do? you know, we can't send blankets anymore. That's not going to help. Is it mostly money, donations of money?
It's donations. People are looking for resources, whether it's to figure out a way to build a ramp to a home or that they've just rented or reconstructed and they have someone who's disabled, or whether it's someone who truly is just trying to figure out how to survive in an era of New Orleans history where rent has doubled, gas is expensive. The resources, the financial resources, as well as persons who can come in and can help us with the gutting out of the houses, who can help us with counseling, who are willing to come in and help us spread education brochures out into some of these areas, are truly what's needed.
So information is just as valuable.
Information is really key, we're finding. We're going into a lot of places where people last year had a home that was a brick home or a wooden home, and now they're living in a trailer that is considered a travel trailer. And we need to make sure they know what to do when high winds threaten our area. We're living in an area where people who now have, we have a large Latino population, and English is not the first language, it's a second language. So we're looking at ways that we can get an educational message out, not only in English, but in Spanish, and looking at our Vietnamese communities and finding ways that we can work with them.
What has actually been the gross amount of expenditures that the Red Cross have had to use since the Katrina incident?
Oh, I would say that was initially as we were sheltering, and then those few first two or three months afterwards as we were continuing to shelter people, continuing to feed people who were trying to get back into the, not only the New Orleans area, but at the areas outside the city of New Orleans and get their homes straightened up, and then working with the financial assistance that we were giving out to people who were affected by Katrina, by Rita, and then across through Red Cross across through the country, also Wilma.
And thank you for joining us. It's Kay Wilkins, CEO of the Southeast Louisiana Red Cross. And now you are there at the epicenter of what continues to be the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, which, of course, struck around the Labor Day weekend way back several months ago. Thank you for joining us here on The Quake.
Well, thank you, and thank you for coming into our city.
And Will Durst is there today. We'll be broadcasting tomorrow as well. And in our next hour, we'll continue to focus on New Orleans as well as the Day Without Immigrants that is happening today, May 1st, and everything else that's going on. Our next segment is WWWD, What Would Willie Do? It's 8:49, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
WWWD, What Would Willie Do? On 960 The Quake.
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own
ask a question of the mayor without rehearsing.
I think we better go back to that Stevie Wonder.
Well, we have several items in the news today. One of them, of course, is dealing with immigration, as it's the day without immigrants. A big protest today. A lot of people will be out of work. We're dealing with the third anniversary of Mission Accomplished, that speech made by our president. State of the Union at the beginning of the year. He mentioned Darfur in passing. Yesterday, there was in the Bay Area and nationwide a call for the U.S. to act against Sudan genocide. People formed a human chain across the Golden Gate Bridge. The question is to bring this into the focus and the intention of stopping the genocide and the starvation in Sudan. What would Willie do?
A frequent guest on this program on 960 The Quake has been Congresswoman Barbara Lee. Since the outset of our show, and she's been on, I think, maybe four or five times. And I have to tell you, it was more than 18 months ago when I served on the CalPERS board, the pension board, that Barbara Lee and a few of her colleagues were aggressively attempting to get the state of California and its pension funds to begin to divest, somewhat akin to what we did with reference to apartheid in South Africa. It was the leadership provided by the state legislature of California, with Maxine Waters being the point person, she's now a member of Congress, back in the early 80s that began the long struggle to free Nelson Mandela and have this country divest its public resources as well as its private resources away from that nation that was engaged in an apartheid. Ultimately, the U.S. Congress followed Maxine Waters' leadership and California's leadership, and ipso facto, eventually, the economic pressure forced the nation of South Africa to change its policies to free Nelson Mandela and bring that nation into the family of nations obedient to the general rules of human rights and human resources that the U.N. so espoused. I believe that the Sudan is similarly situated. Barbara Lee's efforts to date have paid off, frankly, because all of a sudden the entertainment world is paying attention to what is occurring in that region of the world, to the genocide that is going on. The George Clooney efforts over this past weekend, joined in by the people you talked about on the Golden Gate Bridge, as well as what is now happening in the boardrooms of America in terms of its investment options, I think will do more to achieve the goal of providing human rights and protections and eliminating the genocide and stopping the genocide in the Sudan and in Darfur. I trust that if I served in the capacity in which I served 15 years ago when we did the apartheid in South Africa, I would be doing essentially the same thing, or the same thing I did when I served on CalPERS in responding to Barbara Lee's inquiries. We made the effort to produce the result, and believe me, now CalPERS is absolutely seeking a Sudan-free portfolio in which to invest in. Other pension companies, operations throughout this nation should do the same thing. The Council on Institutional Investors should do the same thing. And I think the results would be dramatic overnight. There would be a cessation of hostilities. The rebels would be put in their place. The UN would be appropriately invited in with or without the rebels' consent. And the results would be a change in what's occurring in the Sudan.
And that's what will they do about the Sudan? And that was a lot to be taken in action, and there's been so little action taken on a national front or a worldwide front, and it seems like even though Rwanda was a big lesson and we know what went on there, the world doesn't seem to have its focus on this. There was more upset over the Spanish language version of the Star Spangled Banner over the weekend than there was about Sudan.
And well, also the president was much more concerned over the Spanish language version of the national anthem. then he's worried about genocide in Darfur. And I think a lot of it happens from that angle.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly the world needs to focus its attention on Darfur, as they did on South Africa. They had the symbol, though, of Nelson Mandela and his incarceration as being a reason.
Big Ed Schultz, who's on from 1 to 4 here at the Quake, joins us in the next segment, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, Progressive Talk Radio 960, The Quake.
Do you feel like a slave to your work, spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone,